This is Pastor Benj, and thanks again for listening to today's Sugar Hill Church podcast. So I want to talk with you about who God and Jesus say they are, but before I do, I came across something that I thought was pretty fascinating and wanted to share with you. The shortest chapter in the Bible is Psalm 117. The longest chapter in the Bible is Psalm 119. The chapter that is in the center of the Bible, sandwiched right between the shortest and the longest, is, of course, Psalm 118. But it gets better. There are 594 chapters before Psalm 118, the center chapter in the Bible, and there are also 594 chapters after Psalm 118. If you add 594 and 594, you get 1,188. 1188. The center verse in the Bible is Psalm 118:8. That's 1188. All right, and this verse says, "It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man." So is this odd, or is it a coincidence, or was God in the center of all this? Of course, I choose the latter. You know, God is exactly who he says he is. He is nothing more, nothing less. What he says he has done, is doing, and will do is complete truth. Well, I looked in the Bible and I found a bunch of I ams in the Old Testament and the New Testament. So I'm going to read them out to you real quickly. In the Old Testament, God says, "I am the Lord. I am God Almighty. I am that I am. I am the Lord your God. I am gracious. I am holy. I am the first and I am the last. I am the Lord that makes all things. I am the Lord and there is no one else. I am merciful. I am for you." Okay, so let's jump to the New Testament. And here's who Jesus says he is. "I am the Son of God. I am with you always. I am Christ. I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the door. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. I am the vine, I am the true vine. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last." Hey, if you want to read these verses for yourself, just shoot me an email at binge@sugarhillchurch.com and put "I am" in the subject, and I'll send you an email with all the chapters and verses that I just referenced. All right, now I want to jump to something different. I'm going to replace the "I am" in the verses to "you are," and I'd like for you to repeat them after me. So, for example, instead of "I am the Lord," we're going to say, "You are the Lord." All right, so let's start out with that one. You are the Lord. You are God Almighty. You are who you say you are. You are the Lord my God. You are gracious. You are holy. You are the first and you are the last. You are the Lord that makes all things. You are the Lord and there is no one else. You are merciful. You are for me. Okay, now I'm going to jump to the New Testament. You are the Son of God. You are with me always. You are the Christ. You are the bread of life. You are the light of the world. You are the door. You are the good shepherd. You are the resurrection and the life. You are the way, the truth, and the life. You are in the Father, and the Father is in you. You are the true vine. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. So I hope this little praise time, as I'll call it, was as powerful for you as it was for me when I said them out loud for the first time. Hey guys, thanks again for listening. I look forward to seeing you this Sunday at Sugar Hill Church, and I hope and pray the rest of your day is refreshing and fulfilling. Bye now.